When I was in elementary school in the lower grades, I had a secret friend, and I had forgotten all about that until I went back to Akron, Ohio, to bury my aunt last fall. And after that happened, there was a lot to think about, and I wanted some place to go and think a little bit, and so I decided to go to where we used to live, which was Cuyahoga Falls. That's a suburb of Akron. And I went to the elementary school where I had attended and parked my car there and just walked slowly the route that I used to take going home. And with all the things that have changed in the years that have gone by, I discovered that one thing had not changed. I discovered my secret friend was still there on that sidewalk there waiting for me. And the only difference is that my secret friend has a name now, and his name, of course, is Jesus. Jesus, I think, is the secret friend to many, to all of us. Many do not know him, but if he is the Creator, if he is the Son of God, if he has called us all by name, then he must be in a relationship with us. He desires that we have a relationship with him. Many do not know him. In order to have a friendship, in order to love someone, we have to become vulnerable. This is what Jesus has done. He wants us to choose him freely, to love him in all circumstances, at all times. For that, he must become vulnerable, even now. I used to puzzle when people would say to me that Jesus had me in mind when he died on the cross, or that my sins somehow were the reason that he needed to die, since none of us were around then. And yet there's a sense in which the passion is very real and very now. As we listen to it, we realize we are a part of this story. The Lord is writing a gospel, if you will, with each of our lives. He will hand us that book on the last day. And in each of these books is the passion. We have many of the roles we heard today. I find it amazing that the same people that cried Hosanna 3 days later were crying crucify him. Isn't that interesting? We have had both roles. When we do the will of God, we welcome Jesus into our lives, we cry Hosanna to the King. When we sin, it is as if we were saying crucify him. I ask myself, why does he put up with it? Why does he continue to remain vulnerable in this world? Not only in the Eucharist, not only in the church, but in our hearts. Vulnerable to being rejected, but also vulnerable to being loved. And I felt the Lord was saying, as I was praying, it was as if he were saying to me, tell them, I am their secret friend. Tell them I became vulnerable. I become vulnerable for them so that they may be free to bless me or to curse me. Tell them that I love them. Ask them, will you love me?